Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Joe Messina Show.
At this very moment, it is destroying everything in its path.
Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. People wearing MAGA hats.
Los Angeles is being completely demolished.
The effects may be irreversible.
You actually had Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that?
You jerked the words right out of my mouth.
I think we should observe a few seconds of silent prayer for all those caught in this appalling catastrophe.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
Stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Right? I mean, I know you guys are sick of me saying it, then step up and do the right thing. Now, some of you are, so don't take it personal. But some of you are sitting back trying to figure out what you're going to do. Let me help you. Find something you can sink your teeth in and jump on it. I mean, it's really that simple. I know, but it is that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. The Matt Bellis from Liberty Health Share is going to join me in a little bit here. And the healthcare, I mean, the healthcare system in this country as a whole is great. I mean, people come here from all over the globe. You know, we keep hearing about how bad it is, but people come here from all over the globe, from those countries that have socialized medicine. They come here for help. It's that simple. They come to this country because of the level of healthcare you can get. Now, some will say, you know, well, yeah, Joe, that's only if you have money. No, if you have decent health insurance, yes, if you have money. But it's almost like anything else. If you have money, you can have a Cadillac. If you don't have money, then you buy the car you can afford, whether it's a Pinto or whatever. We've all moved through the system in some way, shape, manner. I mean, I've had cars where windows don't go up or the heater doesn't work. When you grow up in Boston, the heater doesn't work. That's a problem. Come on, how many of you from the East Coast, you know, you got the little towel on the front seat because your defroster wasn't working right? You're driving down the road, wheel is on the steering wheel. I mean, one hand is on the steering wheel, the other hand's on the cloth wiping the window down so you can see in front of you, right? We've all been there. But that's what happens. You move up to the system. You learn. You get a job that's more than $15 an hour. You learn at that $15 an hour job. It's not for you to support a family of four. Really, that simple. In May of 2020, Tia Day Pug, I think is her name, a BLM criminal, smashed a window in a police SUV on Interstate 10. Yeah, near Mobile, Alabama. She's got a problem now. She actually has a judge that wants to uphold the law. Because the violent riot that she and her cohorts created, right, it disrupted traffic on Interstate 10. And federal prosecutors have charged her with a little known and seldom used federal anti-rioting statute. Isn't that great? I mean, somebody actually went looking to make sure that they were doing the right thing. And they're charging these, they should start charging more people like this. Right? They decide that her actions in Mobile last May were a local matter. I'm sorry, her attorneys claim it was a local matter. Why the feds were involved, they didn't know. The attorney also raised the First Amendment concerns But, you know, I love this about the left. They take the Constitution, proof they haven't studied it or read it, but they take the Constitution, and they take the bits and pieces they want, and they throw away the rest. It's something like you squishy Christians. You do the same thing. Take one scripture, take a line out of a, you know, you take a couple of words out of the scripture, and you think that, it means what you want it to mean. Right? So the attorney was worried about the First Amendment concern, but apparently he missed the peaceable part. The right of the people to peaceably assemble. Right? Like Chris Cuomo. Remember what? Yeah, never mind. He's a waste of time. But that didn't, you know, it didn't do Tia much good. The U.S. District Judge Terry Moore tossed her attorney's argument and ordered her to stand trial. Right? And the judge said, look, I'm not going to dismiss this. If the jury thinks it's dismissible, they'll do it. WALA in Mobile, Alabama reported during May 2020. They said the march started at 3 p.m. Mardi Gras Park, and the group made its loop around several blocks before returning to the park. After a few speakers delivered their speech, the party broke up. Right? They marched down a major thoroughfare there. And then the group attempted to get up on a ramp to the I-10 and block it. The cops weren't having anything to do with it. Right? So they stopped the traffic. Cops got out, did the thing that they do. See, they think that if the cops put their hands on you to get you to follow the law, then they have a right to start smacking the cops, smashing the cars. They don't. And they never should. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, like I said, Matt Bellis is going to join us, talk about health care. And there is a big difference. You guys got to check it out. You know, big difference between your health sharing and insurance policies. And I know I got an email last week about, and I talked to some of the people at the company, you know, about a supplement, about this being a supplement to something. And that person will know what I'm talking about. It doesn't work that way. This is an out-and-out, if you would, insurance policy. It's not an insurance policy. I shouldn't say that. It's not true. But it's an out-and-out, you know, health care program to help you take care of yourself, to help you truly get what you need to get. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Go up to the website. Sign up for my email blast while we're at that commercial. Hey, look, got to pay for the show unless you want to send me the money. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe? Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Well, when I figure it out, I'll let you know too, because I don't know what it is either. I don't know what anything is anymore. When you look around the globe and you look around what's happening in this country alone, you sit there, and the stuff that you thought that you, notice I said thought, I guess you can't use your brain, but the stuff that you thought would have made sense, they're telling you makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Matt Bellis joins me from Liberty Health Share, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me, the information he brings to the table. Matt, I guess you now live in a free country. I don't, but you do.
Well, there's all kinds of people opening up their states, and we definitely feel your pain for those folks out in California. You might be able to find maybe some of those experts that you're looking for over at the French Laundry. That might help.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we'll have to head over there and start asking them some questions. This
maybe
is just an interesting fella. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. You know, I don't know how much you've delved into this, and I didn't set you up for this like some commentators would do, but, you know, we're seeing across the country when you start looking past the COVID stuff and what the... Oh, by the way, stellar year last year. Apparently, we only had 11 deaths total from the seasonal flu for kids under 12 years old. I thought that was just amazing to me, but anyhow. We're seeing issues with people that do wear masks, the average person, on a regular basis every day. They're starting to see some lung issues. There's certain, I guess there's some buildup or fluid buildups around the lungs or what have you. And the only commonality between all these people is the mask wearing on a regular basis. So I don't know. I mean, I find this, have you heard anything about this? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm curious.
Well, yes. I mean, if you're going to look at a lot of the research that was done on mask usage and wearing by the general public, and even by hospital standards, the constant use of the same mask for long prolonged periods of time definitely show some adverse effects. It is unfortunate that that there are people that, you know, you need to take a break. You need to remove it every now and then to at least properly get oxygenated. And so, yeah, I have seen some of those issues crop up here and there.
Isn't it amazing that again, apparently, every bit of science I was taught back in the science class of the 70s, you know, when we actually used slate tablets in school, but back in the 70s, doesn't exist. Apparently, when you're running track or you're playing football, you don't need the extra oxygen. You don't need to be breathing heavier. You have to have a mask on to save the player next to you. It boggles my boggles my mind when I see this going on. And here in California, you know, the group that handles all the sports in the state has not as of yet dropped the mask requirement for sports, which I think should have been one of the first things they did.
Well, we have seen government involvement into healthcare for decades and decades to come. And what we've had in the past has been a long history of government involvement into healthcare, because healthcare is one of those primary, very personal aspects of our lives that should be under control of the individual patient and people who need to make choices on their healthcare. But with the advent of more government in our healthcare systems, throughout regulation, throughout payment controls, all those kinds of things, you know, having those issues within healthcare, having government involved, has increased the bureaucracy of healthcare, has increased the price of healthcare, and has decreased the access of healthcare. So all of the things that we have heard that the government wanted to do to help us in our healthcare issues, we've seen just the opposite happen. You know, just the last big healthcare push within government, within the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, you know, it was promised to us that a lot of the bills would be coming down, that, you know, households would be seeing savings of $2,500, that we would have greater access to doctors, and that we would have, that we'd be able to keep our doctors if we wanted to. And what we have seen since the advent of the ACA really is a rise in prices all across the board, whether that be procedures, prescriptions, or even in general pricings in terms of how we pay for health care. All of those things have risen at least by 20% over the past 10 years. And even in the realm of access, we've had to decrease our options in health plans, decrease the amount of hospitals that we're able to see, actually, especially in rural hospitals. A lot of rural hospitals have closed over the past 10 years and has really become an issue there as well. So, you know, every time that we get promised by government a better healthcare outcome because of their involvement, we see just the exact opposite. And there's no reason why we shouldn't believe that it would be the opposite of what they tell us for any time in the future. We just keep running into these issues, and we need to learn the lessons.
I had to giggle when you said a promise by government. I'm sorry, He's not laughing at you. The only thing the government has ever come through on the promise is higher taxes, more money out of your wallet, and less services. You know, when you talk about government encroachment into the medical world, I look at the VA in particular, and I say, look, what a great job they've done there, haven't they? My son, who is a vet, he was getting some, I don't want to get too deep in this, but he was getting some work done, very simple work done, and asked for an appointment. He couldn't get an appointment for like 6 weeks for a very simple procedure that you and I could probably get an appointment in a day or two about. And this is the VA and the government-run healthcare system, correct?
Yeah, and this is what we see when it comes to government involvement in healthcare. A lot of people like to tout the freeness of it all, which is not necessarily free. You definitely pay for it in different ways. But the whenever people are able to visit a doctor without any kind of personal involvement or payment, we see long wait times. We see understaffed hospitals. You know, there are folks in Canada and the UK and other places where they have universal health care, where the waiting lines are almost extraordinarily long. Yeah. So many people, you know, they don't even count them having being able to see the doctor if they pass before they're waiting to go to the doctor. They don't count that death as a healthcare issue. They just count it as a natural cause. So, you know, there are a lot of things that that we run up against when we're talking about government-provided health care that I think we need to really start taking control over and recognizing that the only way to reverse that trend, the only way to remove the bureaucracy, is if we have systems in place where individuals can take back the control of health care again. They hold the power of the purse strings. They're calling the shots. They're the ones guiding and managing and directing their own health care, and that's when you'll start to see the whole health care marketplace change.
Yeah. It sounds like sedition to me, my friends. Let me tell you what. I don't know. You think you could do something better than the government. What the heck is wrong with you? All right, listen, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during a Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. And House Republicans have introduced a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure package. The $400 billion bill is narrowly focused on core infrastructure, funding bridges, highways, and transit systems. The proposal is even smaller than the $570 billion proposal crafted by Senate Republicans, and much smaller than the president's more than $2 trillion proposal. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it. Make it so.
Engage.
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 And that's what we're going to do. We're going to engage. You know, I say this to you guys all the time, and you laugh at me. I keep saying, you need to engage. You need to get involved. You need to do something more than nothing. All right? Because where we're at... All right, I'm going to blame you now. Where we're at, because many of you sat back and said, oh, that can't happen here. Well, welcome to North Venezuela. That's where I live. I don't know about you guys. Yes, I live in, well, they call it California, but it's more like North Venezuela. I lose my internet. Now, I don't live in a little podunk town in the middle of nowhere with the population of 7. The town I live in, or the city I live in, is, I think it's the third largest city in Los Angeles County, 300,000 strong. We lose our internet a couple times a week, not because of the provider, all right? I mean, and power, we have brownouts, we've had blackouts, we've had total power loss. Sometimes for days, we live in California, there's no reason for this. We have billion-dollar wind farms. However, on windy days, we shut those farms down. Why? Because we're afraid that the power lines are going to fall and burn down the forest that the governor won't let them clean up. I mean, really, this is like bizarro land with 2 LSD tablets on top. It's just crazy. But, you know, and to think that the government, our California government, wants to run health care? Forget the feds. California wants to do it. Right then and there, I need mental health care that they couldn't afford. Anyhow, Matt Bellis joins me from Liberty Health Share. Always a pleasure to have him with me, Matt. I know, sorry about the rant there, but it really, I was reading an article the other day about the governor looking at health care in the state and seeing how they can take a more active role in handling our health care. A lot of us will be dead.
Well, why don't they show us how they can run an effective children's birthday party first? And then we will then discuss maybe health care.
You know, I did a story the other day about the comptroller here. California cannot account for $320 billion in expenditures. Can't tell us where they went, what they went for, because, you know, the governor had total control, just kept telling them to cut checks. Cut checks. Take care of this. Cut checks. And they did it. I guess when the governor orders it, you don't have to account for it. I didn't catch that bill, but whatever. You know, we were talking about government government involvement. I was reading stories the other day about the when it comes to cancer or cancerous issues, when you have government-run health care, more people die from that cancer that they couldn't get taken care of, they couldn't get checked. A young woman, a story up in Canada where she ended up with colon rectal cancer because she was she kept going in and wanted to get checked and wanted to get an appointment and what have you. When she first started seeing signs of it, it took 3.5 months for her to get the first scan. And found out that she was in a second or third stage of the cancer when the doctor said to her point blank, if you'd gotten here earlier, we might have been able to deal with this. I mean, the idiot. You should have looked at her chart. They kept canceling appointments on her. But that's not uncommon under government-run health care, is it?
No, and we have many friends over in Canada who come and tell us these exact type of horror stories. And, unfortunately, if that woman were to succumb to the cancer and pass away, they would not record it as a failure of the healthcare system to meet and treat that issue. So, you know, when people start citing a lot of the data, it starts to call into question the truthfulness of a lot of this stuff, because you start to wonder if people are not going to be the ones in charge of their own health care and somebody else is going to be in charge of their health care, yet when they make a mistake and someone ultimately perishes from it, are they actually going to hold themselves accountable for those things? It seems like that's not the case here. And frankly, when our good friends from the North come down to the U.S. to seek treatment, it's a win for the U.S., but it's not chalked up as how many people actually cross the border to receive health care within the states because they're trying to get it elsewhere than they couldn't get it from the folks in Canada. So it really is, as you're going through this, starting to realize that, you know, you can talk about data, you can talk about the different parameters of how healthcare is run in one place rather than the other. But the ultimate issue is it right and moral for somebody else to take on the full responsibility of your healthcare and you expect them to do as good a job as you could do yourself? I understand that healthcare is very expensive. And I'm not saying that, you should just pay it all out of your own pocket and the cost be damned. That's not what we're saying at all. No. But we're saying that we need real solutions that put the power of the pocket strings back in the hands of the individual patients so that they can be calling the shots again. And you can only do that through a free market system or a pay-as-you-go system or a healthcare sharing ministry like Liberty Health Share.
You know, I love this because, you know, they scream about capitalism, and capitalism, you know, it doesn't feed this little person, and you know, they can't get the same kind of health care that Bill Gates. Well, of course they're not going to get the same kind of health care Bill Gates gets. I mean, we need a reality check here, okay? Bill can go any place he wants to get any kind of health care he needs. You know, when they come down here from Canada, they're not coming down here because they have aunts and uncles they want to visit with while they have their colon checked. They're coming down here because they can't get the services in Canada, and they can't get them in a time frame that may just do exactly that, you know, save their lives. So people need to understand, and again, even our healthcare system, because of insurance companies, have got to the point where the doctors, as we always joke on the show here, they practice insurance. They don't practice healthcare. They don't practice medicine. And you've got to kind of push at it to get them to do it. And even then, they're pushed by the insurance company in a certain direction. Now, with Liberty Health Share, I mean, I get to sit with the doctor. I get to talk with the doctor. I get to decide along with the doctor, not some four-inch thick insurance book, as to what my treatment's going to be for my certain situation, don't I?
Absolutely. You're the one who is ultimately calling the shots. You're the one that is making those decisions, and it's important for you to, because nobody can run it as well as you. We have our parameters. We have our sharing guidelines that anybody can go and take a look at on our website. We want to be as transparent and open as possible. But we ultimately want to give you the power to make those decisions that are necessary for your health care, because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to share medical bills with one another. It's the right thing to give you that power. It's the right thing that you be the one to manage and guide and direct your health care, because you're the one at stake, and you're the best person responsible for it. Don't hand me your health care and expect me to do as good a job as you can. So that's why I feel it's very important for individuals to really start looking at the options that are available to them today, that they can go and join a health care sharing ministry like Liberty Health Share to really put them in a community to share medical bills with one another and give them the power of the purse strings to really tackle the issues that they may have in health care.
You know, I talked to a friend, obesity in America. I love this. Earth Day was recent, and I did a whole thing around how they were talking about we were going to lose two-thirds of our population. This is back in the late 60s, early 70s, because of starvation. We would not be able to grow enough food. We would not be able to feed the population we have. And then you turn the page, and you see that obesity is running rampant in this country. You know, we have a real problem with childhood obesity and even adult obesity. Friend of mine, I didn't know, unbeknownst to me, is a member of Liberty Health Share, and he used the coaches on the weight loss, and he looks great. He lost like 60 pounds. So a little bit of encouragement goes a long way. And this is just one of the many services that you can get at Liberty Health Share. How can people get the package, get information, and that kind of thing?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org. You can get all the information that you need there. You can also give us a call at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or again, LibertyHealthShare.org.
You know, Matt, it's really funny, and with the minute or so I have left here, when you and I do these segments, some of my people, I think they're a little slow, because I get emails like a day or two or three later. It's like, send the emails while we're on the air, and then maybe we can answer the question. But anyway, it's really always interesting, because you've been on, Liberty's been on with me for a couple of years now, and people are just starting to get some of those terms. They're just starting to understand, this is truly full liberty, full choice. You really do sit with the doctor. You really do have the ability to call the shots on your own body and how your body gets treated and taken care of. And, you know, I know it's a little consolation, but I'm getting a lot more emails in these past few months about how much they enjoy Liberty HealthShare and the services you guys provide. So I just, you know, I'm sure you get more complaints than you do those kind of things. I wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you very much. That's a blessing to hear.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is, you know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Matt Phelps with Liberty Health here. Guys, look, don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. I mean, seriously, don't go far. You're going to miss out on all the fun. You know what I'm saying? Hold on.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
So far, this show has been all pretty slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
get. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, he. Here's Joe Messina.
Oh, thank you, Benjamin. There you go. Right? The biggest show in town, I'm sure. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Really, seriously, head up to the website. There's so much you can do up there. You can take the poll. You can give a little thumbs up on some of the stories that we post. Would appreciate that tremendously. You can donate a few bucks and skip that cup of coffee at that very expensive coffee joint you go to. Who doesn't like you anyhow? At least I like you. All right? $2, $5, $12, $5,000. For $5,000, I'll deliver a coffee cup to your house directly. You know. Anyway, always a pleasure to be with you. And I hope you appreciate your time with me as well. All right. Federal judge steps in And I mean, Twitter is just it's scary to see how much power these people have. And some of you have been listening to the show forever. I grew up in the tech world. And I used to talk about this earlier on in the show, how much power that Facebook had. Twitter hadn't, it shows you how old I am, Twitter hadn't quite caught on yet. And Google, even back then, you noticed that some of the searches you were doing were limited or limiting. So when you look at big tech from day one, you know, Facebook, it was great, right? Grandma, grandpa, the whole family was on there. They could see what was going on at the time. You know, you could upload videos, I think short ones, but you couldn't do them at the rate they're doing them now. Couldn't do live feeds for sure. And I kept saying, you know, think about how much power they have. There's eight, at the time I used to say, there's 8 billion people on the planet. They have almost a billion users. 1/8 of the population of the globe is tied into Facebook. There is no other commodity like that. And there was nothing to stop them from growing. And at the time, even at that level, that rate, at times it was a little wishy-washy as to how you got your ad out there, how you could tell who was opening it. They didn't have any of those tools. And now they do. So from an advertising and marketing standpoint, it's genius. Yeah, come in, yeah, grandma and grandpa could see the kids and never leave their nursing home. Right? The kids can say hi to grandma. They can say happy birthday to grandma and grandpa. They can do so much inside the family to make people happy. At the time, they were just coming up with these legacy sites where you have a loved one that passed on. You could do a virtual funeral to speak of, and you could put up the things that grandma loved to listen to or loved to see, her favorite colors, your favorite story about her. It was all good stuff. Right? I mean, I can't see anybody disagreeing with that. That was kind of cool. But now it's gotten weird. They are now not just overtly, but subliminally pushing us in different directions. Right? And to tell us, you have the stomach ache, you do this, you have, I mean, all these crazy things that you see on there. You can fix it by eating this, but yeah, I wonder who's driving that. Just do this exercise with this piece of equipment, you know, 3 times a week, and you'll have sight again. Well, I wonder who's pushing that. It's funny how, you know, what they consider to be fake information and what we consider to be fake information, two different things. And again, that's why I love to have guys like Matt Bellis on. You know, you could tell we're not just talking about his company, his business, or, you know, the company he works for and his business and what they can provide and how you can get there. You know about it. You know what Liberty Health Share is all about. The majority, and when I say majority, I'm talking about, you know, 98.5% of the emails I get are people who actually, they had to get used to it. It's not, you don't walk in and present your insurance card, it's all over. It doesn't work that way. That's why you have to talk to the person on the other end of the phone. No, you don't necessarily pay for it out of pocket. They will bill Liberty HealthShare directly. But you need to let the doctor or the doctor's office know what's going on ahead of time. And you will find it a total different experience. You know why? Because the doctor is not being told by the insurance company, hey, if you want to be paid for this, then you have to tell the patient A, B, and C first. The patient has to do A, B, and C first. I'm not into that. I'm not interested in that. I mean, this kind of insurance policy is great, especially great for a lot of you single people out there. And again, I'm sorry, it's not an insurance policy. Right, but and the reason I say that is because the way they work it with the young people, right, it makes sense for them. It's not a major premium. I know now. I don't know if the ACA still has it where you can be on your parents' insurance age 26 or what. I don't know. But good luck with that. I don't want my kids around until they're 26. What can I say? But I mean, ultimately, you know, as a single person, if something major comes up or you need more information, you actually want to sit and find out why with your doctor. Instead of being told, it's because of it's the way the insurance company lays it out. It's the only way I can do this. They've come up with a process and a procedure that I have to follow, which is true. But they're not following it for your medical benefit. They're following it for their physical benefit. Right? So, I know, I got off. I don't know how I got off on a tangent like that, but whatever. The right now a federal judge is dealt a blow to Twitter. You know, Twitter's jumped in and they have decided that they don't like AGs coming after them for, AGs coming after them. I just had the Twitter, what did you do with the Twitter screen? Oh, there it is. The California federal judge that did it. Now, he's gone after, or she's gone after big tech. So the Attorney General Ken Paxton is taking a victory lap because Judge Maxine Chesney dealt Twitter a heavy-handed blow by dismissing their frivolous complaint against the AG. Don't you love it? Don't you love it when a judge actually reads the law, follows the law, and lays it out there, especially on big tech? Now, I know they got a lot of money, and they can keep fighting this, they can do whatever. But the government's got money, too. They love spending their money. Now, Paxton, the Attorney General for Texas, he's been conducting what's called a racketeering investigation ever since the social media megalith suspended President Donald Trump's Twitter account. That means, and come on, give me a break. They are not just a monopoly, but it is a racket the way they do it. Are they following their own policies and doing what they said they were going to do? They didn't like being investigated, so Twitter sued. They sued the AG of Texas. As part of the paperwork, they begged a federal judge for a temporary restraining order. They didn't get what they were looking for. The judge was, hey, you got nothing to hide. It's not a problem. Twitter lawyers are desperate to keep Paxton investigators from looking at the documents that reveal the company's internal decision process. You know, for blocking users, for banning users. They're going to find out it's blatantly illegal. And actually, they'll get these documents because there's people on the inside of Twitter and Google and Facebook that don't like what's going on. Now, the issue ended up in federal court when Paxton was enraged by the Twitter ban, right? Now, he's been, as they call him, a deplorable Trump supporter since day one. And he uses authority under U.S. code to issue a civil investigative demand. Now, the demand he asked for is a racketeering investigation, and he gave enough proof to make it happen. Under the racketeering investigation statute, he's allowed to acquire information and documents relevant to his investigation, but you know what? He can ask for mega documents, comb through them, right, and find the ones he's looking for. And should he, I don't know, should he trip over other information that's pretty important and appropriate, we'll see what he does with that. He's looking at similar investigations on other social media companies, but he won't say which ones because he feels that they do the same thing. And he's hoping the documents kind of reveal some of the things that the other companies are doing and how they work hand in hand with each other. I think he's going to find that. I don't think it'll take him long either. Right? And Twitter, they're just going to fight this because they should feel behind. And within their four walls, they should be able to do anything they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it. So, you know, good. All I got to say is good luck to them. All right, listen. Always appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation for all intents and purposes, as well you should be. You know, and I hope you get some information out of this, especially with the Liberty HealthShare segments. You need to know about what's available to you. You need to know, you know, what your rights are, especially when it comes to medicine and what have you in this country, because it's pretty crazy, don't you think? You know, this healthcare thing is not a joke. It's really, actually quite important. You have to make sure that you really understand what's going on. You really, 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 you know, have been informed. You can get engaged. You can understand what it is the government is pushing on you. Because I got to tell you something, with all sincerity, healthcare may get tough. Even if you have an insurance policy, you may find healthcare or getting an appointment or what have you very hard to do. Which is why you have to have some options available to you. I'm not trying to be a fearmonger. I'm not trying to say you got to have this or else. Not even close to what I have in mind. But I seriously believe that you're going to have to take your time. You have to check out the options that are available to you. I understand that the ACA, people are signing up for it like crazy, like it's going to save somebody's life. Not so sure. So find out about Liberty HealthShare. Find out what your options are. You know, guys, I don't push stuff on you that I don't think will help you. Really. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us tomorrow. Really. And tell your friends and loved ones about the show.